Welcome to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Here we go.
All of the calories, none of the guilt. Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams.
93.1 Jams. It's Marco and Krista, and this is Second Date Update. You've done all the hard work of securing that first date, no matter how you got it. You got it. You went out. You thought things were great. Mm-hmm. And unbeknownst to you, you're getting blown off, and the only thing you have left is us. We're the last resort, Krista.
It's a crappy reality.
Yep. It is. And that's exactly what's going on with Matt this morning, our buddy Matt. Good morning, man.
Hey, man. How's everything?
It's going good, man. It's going real good. Thanks for emailing our show and now being on Second Date Update. We'd appreciate that. So let's talk about your date. You went out with a girl named Alyssa. Is that right?
Yeah, man. I went fishing and I caught me a fish. TOF was good to me.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Plenty of Fish is one of the free sites. And on the free sites, Krista, you get a lot of pictures that maybe you're not really looking for, especially if you're a girl. If you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I understand.
This general area right here. A lot of pictures of that.
Not impressed by yours. I'm just putting it out there.
So, Matt, you went on Plenty of Fish and you caught Alyssa. And did you guys have a good conversation before you finally went out?
Yeah, the conversation was great. I mean, I was kind of scared. I didn't want to get catfished, but she FaceTimed me and it was exactly like the picture on POF.
All right. Well, that never happens. So that's already a win for you.
Right?
Yeah. Normally, it's like some guy named Roger in his basement just messing around.
Roger!
All right. So then you agreed to go out. Where'd you guys go on your date, man?
Well, I came. I picked her up. Took her to Monty's Blue Plate. The Blue Plate Diner. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. Conversation was awesome. I was just amazed that she really looked like a picture. You know?
Yeah.
I was fishing a couple of times, and this was like a big one, like a flounder.
Oh, my God. Is that an attractive one?
No, that's the one that has the eyes on both sides of the head, actually, or one side of your head. All right, so maybe not a good analogy, but we know. You were fishing. You caught yourself a good one. We love that.
That's funny.
So did she seem like she was returning the interest? Did she, like, put her arm around you? Did you kiss her goodnight? Was it like a spark, or was it more like hands-off all night?
No, it was pretty cool. You know, we held hands for a little while, and, you know, smiled, and then, you know, I mean, it was kind of distance towards the end. I don't know what happened. But like I said, the conversation was pretty good.
All right. Nice.
Sounds all perfect.
Yeah. No, I mean, so you have no understanding. You just said, hey, hit me up with a text later or call, and you've gotten nothing so far.
I have no clue. I even went back on POF, and it's like my account is blocked from her or something. Like, I don't know. What is going on?
Can you not find her now?
I can't find her. It's like her profile is off.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know anything.
It sounds like something's going on in your car. Are you rolling the car? What happened there? It sounds like you got a lot of things going on in there.
He's busy.
We're just messing with you. Are you okay? I don't know if you're getting pulled over.
What happened?
I wasn't sure if your engine fell out. All right. So you don't know what's going on, and now you've come to us. We're going to help you out, Matt. Don't worry. We got your back, brother.
Okay.
All right. Hey, don't say anything, Matt. We're going to call Alyssa right now and see if we can't get some information for you, okay?
Oh, boy. Okay.
All right. Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Alyssa?
Yes, it is.
Well, hi, Alyssa. This is Marco and Krista. We're actually live on 93.1 Jams right now.
And so are you.
A radio station here in Madison. Welcome to our show.
I'm on the show right now?
Right now. Right now, your mom, your dad, your sisters, your brother, they're all listening to you.
Good morning.
Well, hey, the reason we're actually giving you a call is because we're doing a segment called Second Date Update, where you've been out with somebody, and for whatever reason, that person can't get back in touch with you, so they get us to help them, and here we are helping Matt get back in touch with you.
Oh, wow. Matt.
Yeah.
Oh,
remember good old Matt?
Girl, we want to hear the details.
Monty's Blue Plate Diner, Matt?
Yeah. That was one of the good parts of the day. That was actually nice.
Okay. So you did have pretty good time on the actual date itself.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we did have, like, a good conversation. I thought Monty's was really cute. We had fun. We were, you know, we were chatting. Mm-hmm. You know, he's very attractive. I thought he's, you know, a good-looking guy. And we seemed to have a lot in common. We talked, like, a lot about travel, which is, you know, one of my really big hobbies. I love to travel all over. We were talking about some places we've been. We talked about Spain and some other cool stuff. Yeah, honestly, everything was going really well until we left the Blue Bait Diner and he was driving. And literally, you guys, I thought I was going to die. He is literally the worst driver I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, then you haven't seen Krista drive, but...
Oh, jeez. It's just five times.
This is the same girl that almost hit a pedestrian in the Jams van. But
you're
whatever.
So dumb. We're that
gonna,
never happened.
We're not going to bring that back up. All right. Did you or did you not stop on the Beltline when ducks were crossing and cause a huge traffic jam?
That I did. Okay. I'm all about helping families stay together.
All right. So what did what did Matt do? What was the, was he just driving around crazy around town or was speeding or was what happened?
I mean, like, where do I start? It was seriously a nightmare. I felt like it was awful. I mean, he almost hit another car driving on the Beltline because he was, like, really into the song, and he was getting so into it. He was, like, drumming, and he closed his eyes. He was, like, so
oh, my gosh.
I'm like, dude, don't close your eyes for driving.
Yeah.
Well, that's scary.
Well, in his defense, a lot of, if you're singing, good. Sometimes you close your eyes to really feel the measure. But you shouldn't do that when
you're driving. Really? Because that's interesting. You always close your eyes. That's why I have to drive all the time.
All right. So he almost, and did you yell at him and say, hey bro, what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah, I screamed at him. And he was like, I'm cool. I'm so good at driving. And I'm like, as I'm yelling at him, he goes on his Facebook and starts liking people's posts.
Oh my God, this is hilarious.
I was like, what is happening? I was like, oh my God. I was so freaked out. I seriously saw my whole life, like, flash before my eyes.
Yeah.
And he just, like, kept being, and he was like, and I kept being like, dude, this is not cool. And he was like, I'm good. I'm such a good driver. I was like, no, you are not.
What is he, Rain Man? Like, what? So, I'm guessing he didn't have, did he have a seatbelt on?
He did actually have a seatbelt on, but I mean, that was like the only, I mean, everything else was like a complete train wreck. I mean, I don't know what, he just kicked it off at one point when he was really into his, like, there was another part where he was trying to show me a dance move. You guys, like 20 things happened that were horrible about driving. And at one point, he took his seatbelt off to show me a particular, like, he was doing a little bump and grind move he thought was like hot. And he took his seatbelt off to dance. I was like, oh my God, no, like we're in the car. What are you doing?
Wow.
Do you think he was just trying to impress you? Because, I mean, first dates are tough, and he was probably just trying to throw on the charm, or was this something you think he does, like, all the time?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he's completely clueless that he's a terrible driver. Like, yeah. I think he does it all the time.
Welcome to the club.
Him and Krista would get along. Well, Alyssa, I do have to tell you, we actually have Matt with us. You can probably hear the car in the background. Sounds like you're driving with the top down, Maddie. But, so Alyssa says you're not a great driver.
Hey, I'm an awesome driver. I can't help it if I like Nirvana. That's, Teen Spirit is one of my favorite songs. Like,
oh, some old school here. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So, listen,
I seriously was terrified. And, like, even if you, like, I tried to tell you so many times that you're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Well.
I mean, is that a reason for not, like, us not seeing each other again? Would you like me to take a bus to you? Take a bus back home?
Take a bus to you.
I mean, I think that was funny. I literally thought I was going to die. Like, I seriously was terrified. I had nightmares that night when I came home. And I had all these, like, crazy, like, driving dreams. And I know it's because, like, how scary it was in the car with you. It was so scary.
So, Matt, do you normally drive crazy?
I drive very good. I have my license since I was 18 years old, and this is kind of
that says a lot.
A woman, this is amazing coming from a woman that doesn't drive. So it's almost like Stevie Wonder teaching me how to drive. Like, you know, I know how to drive. Like,
so
she
okay,
drive. Like, right. I came to pick her up. So how can she tell me how to drive? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah,
because there's basic things you know to do and not do, like go on. Like Facebook while you're driving and closing your eyes while you're driving.
Yeah, those seem pretty elementary. To not do.
Yeah.
Well, listen,
thank you.
Alyssa, it sounds like Matt. You like him. He's a good-looking guy. You guys did have a spark. Here's what we do on Second Date Update. If you want to Try it back again. We will send you back out. I'll be happy to pay for your next date anywhere here in Madison. And I tell you what I'm going to do. I even am going to use my own Uber account. I'm going to get you guys an Uber. Yeah, I'm going to order it myself when you guys go out. So you guys can just sit in the back seat of the Uber and just chill out and have a good time. If you want to try it back over, because Matt seems like he's pretty funny, pretty good guy. You know, I don't really try to pull for people on these, but if you want to try it back over, it's totally up to you.
I mean,
I'm willing.
All right, if he doesn't drive, honestly, if we seriously take an Uber together, I'll do it.
Or better yet, I'll drive. You can choose.
You definitely don't want that.
You're so dumb.
You guys will be stopped on the Beltline, like looking for ducks again.
Yeah,
that'll be terrible. All right, so Matt, you're down, right?
Yep. And listen, can you please unblock me from POL?
Oh, that's so cute.
Catch Second Date Update Mondays and Thursdays on 93.1 Jams.
My night's not done till you get some.
You're in her world now.
Even if I had a heart, I still wouldn't mind crushing yours.
It's Tough Love with Sirius.
We got your Tough Love right here with Marco and Krista on 93.1 Jams. It's super easy to get yours. All you have to do is hit us up at madtownjams.com. That is our website we have right under our name there. Marco and Krista, we have a little form that says Tough Love with Siri. Just your name and your question. It takes 2 minutes, maybe even like 30 seconds. And then we'll ask for you. You can hit us up with a text if you're a Friends of Benefits member at 30734. We got a question here from Facebook this morning. Amanda is her name, and she says, Siri, well, my husband wants me to send him naughty pictures of myself all the time.
Why not?
Do you think I should send them to him, Siri?
Yes, you should definitely send your husband sexy pictures of yourself. If you also want all of his friends to see them too. Men are juvenile scumbags and will pass those sexy pictures around like teenagers with baseball cards.
Yes.
He only wants them because he wants to throw in his friends' faces what a fly honey you are. If you do send him a picture, demand one of him first as collateral so he knows that if he screws up, you can show his picture to your friends. It's all about trust and being willing to use a low blow when you have to.
Yeah, you gotta use a low blow when you have to, right? Because, you know, as guys, we need that sort of undercurrent so we don't do anything dumb.
You mean pick me up?
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
That's why we do it.
Yeah?
You guys are easy, man. You're easy.
Yeah. We got a submission here from Facebook this morning from Steven who says, hey, Siri, you know, I was taking a shower earlier, and every day it's time consuming. I think I should just take one once a week. What do you think?
Yes, do yourself and everybody around you a favor and take a shower every day. The reason that people have to shower up in the morning is not for themselves. It is for the benefit of everybody else that they know. Please, for the love of God, wash your smelly ass in the morning so that people next to you don't dry heave at your stank ass all day long. Especially if you are a man, because you have it so much easier to shower up. Your hair doesn't become a major situation to deal with that takes an hour in the morning to fix before work.
Yeah, the guys are pretty easy with jumping right in and out of the shower and not having to do a whole bunch of different stuff.
That's why I look like the way I do today.
Yeah?
I didn't do a damn thing. I put my hat on and gone.
Yeah, you look like a trucker. Nice job.
I know. I'm a hot trucker.
Yeah. We got a message on Twitter this morning from Talia. And Talia says, Siri, my car has this weird problem, and my boyfriend offered to fix it. I don't know if I should let him, but I don't have the money to take it somewhere. What do you think I should do?
You should definitely let your boyfriend fix your car. If you feel like riding the bus every day for a few weeks after he breaks it, the only way it would make sense for your boyfriend to fix your car is if he is part of a NASCAR pit crew. The worst part about this issue is that if he ruins your car, you won't be able to break up with him until he fixes what he screwed up.
Yeah, yeah, you got to keep that
good
in
deal.
Mind. You can't break up with him until he's fixed it. Yeah, I have some friends that work on cars, but generally I just take my stuff to the mechanic because I'll get mad at my friends because they'll jack everything up and then.
Or you called Danae, your girlfriend, to fix your stuff.
Yeah, yeah, she's pretty good with a
with
wrench.
With her hands, Marco, with her hands.
with a wrench. We got a text here from our Friends with Benefits member, Caitlin. Who says, Siri, my husband leaves his beard whiskers in the sink every morning when he shaves.
I hate that.
It's super irritating. Mm-hmm. Is there anything I can do?
To get your husband to clean his whiskers out of the sink, all you have to do is show him what a big deal shaving correctly is, and to do that, all you need to do is quit shaving your legs. Watch how fast that sink is crystal clean once you go a couple weeks with your legs au natural style. Your sink will be so clean every day you could eat out of it. If you really want to take it up a notch, rub your hairy legs on him and watch him freak out. Ha 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 ha, that is a dirty trick.
That is a dirty trick. I don't know why, you know, because I'm Italian. I shave. There's a lot of hair I have to shave all the time. But all you have to do is, when you shave, is just take your hand and just throw it against the sink while it's still wet, and it goes right down. I don't know why guys do the thing where they leave it in there, and then it cakes on the side, and then you're never getting it off.
Travis grabs a trash bag and puts it in the sink when he does that.
He's a different guy, though.
He is. He's a special breed. Yeah.
Tough Love with Siri on 93.1 Jams.
If it needs something hot.
Thanks for listening to the Marco and Krista In Case You Missed It podcast.
Thank you guys for listening to our podcast.
We absolutely love you. Huggies.
Yes, you can subscribe to it, download it, and love us because we love you right back.
Find all of this and more online at madtownjams.com.
Download the podcast now.